Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thanks for tuning back into Burden and Blessing Podcast in our Word of the Week segment. Today we're considering the word justice. To practice justice is to do what is right and fair. In biblical terms, we might think of it as parallel to the word righteousness or holiness. Somebody who is just is somebody who essentially does the right thing. And when we use a word like that, we have to appeal to a certain standard. Something has to be the objective measure for what is right and what is wrong. We have to be able to point at something and be able to say, this is right, this is wrong, this is justice, or this is injustice. And this is where we see how important the word is in our lives today, because we live in a culture that kind of skews the meaning of justice. In fact, the word justice is perhaps as popular in our culture as it was at the time of Christ. It's just used in a much different way. Today we hear about social justice warriors, people who promote what they believe to be right, people who stand for what they think is really important in life, and people who use a moral standard to tell others what they should or should not be doing. In biblical terms, true justice always goes back to God. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 says, God is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. In fact, the word justice was so important in the Bible that it was one of those words that was used to talk about the coming Savior. It was one of those words used in the prophecies of Jesus. Jeremiah wrote in chapter 23, verse 5, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth." The Savior Jesus as the Messiah was the one to bring total and complete justice to the world. And so as Christians, as we study this word and try to understand what it means and how it applies to our lives, it's necessary that we recognize the origin of justice in the Word of God. That also helps shed light on some of the concerns that we have about the way justice is used in our world today. So many people use the word justice and try to tell others what they should or should not be doing through it, but they don't appeal back to a rock-solid foundation and reason as to why. For so many people today, the source of justice is found in what they deem to be correct according to their own opinions and desires. We're often told not to judge people in what they believe to be right, but you can't have justice without also having judgment. In order to really know what is right and what is wrong, you have to make a determination on those two variables, and that's where justice comes in. Justice tells us that either we have made the right determination, the correct judgment, or we have not. And for the believer and follower of Christ, that objective measure and standard goes back to his holy and inspired word. As you stand for things that are just today, do so in the name of Jesus Christ, and do so to his honor and glory, because he is the one who established what is true, righteous, and perfect in your heart by faith. He's the one who came and suffered the injustices of our sins so that we could be holy and blameless before the Lord. If we've come from such a rich spiritual heritage as that as believers of Christ, why would we trade that for anything that the world offers? Why would we substitute the eternal and immeasurable and unchangeable value of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for something that changes day to day in my own heart and in my own mind? True justice is from God alone, and it's found in our lives by faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.